Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we are going to be here until 11 o'clock trying to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're here to do what we can, try to send you on the right pathway if we can, try to answer what we can, just to give you some sort of guidance on whatever your technology issue might be. And, of course, everything's posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. Dennis does it while we do the show.
Yeah.
While you're doing it.
And the links go live during the show now.
So you don't have to actually try to figure out what we're talking about. You can go over there, and these are like, if we're working with you, you get your own custom link. We won't have your name on it, but it'll have your topic.
Right.
It's not like Starbucks where they spell your name wrong. Basically, it'll be for you. And then, of course, it'll be on our Facebook page as well if you're part of the Computer Talk with Tab listener network, which is just the only reason we have a listener network is so we don't have a bunch of crackpots on there posting all sorts of crazy stuff. So just ask us to join. And if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. You have the links right there. You can watch our lovely broadcast of our pasty white computer faces here on in the studio here. And, of course, you can follow us on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
We're simulcasting there. And Mike G is going to post everything to Facebook and X. So there really is no excuse if you need a link to anything we offer you. And there's nothing we're selling you, nothing we're having you buy, nothing at all.
No.
It's just simply so you have the information there. We've been doing it for almost 30 years. But as usual and customary, we have some technology news you can use, we hope.
We hope.
And what all do you right. got going
this
on, Dennis?
This is a kind of a blockbuster story by Reuters.
Yeah.
It turns out that Meta, which is the company that owns Facebook and Instagram and something else, I think WhatsApp or something like that, whichever one of those services.
Yeah.
They are making a fortune, to use Reuters' own term, with scammy ads.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
And
yeah,
they know that the ads are scammy because anytime that somebody posts an ad, you purchase it, you submit the code and all that. They have a system, an algorithm that actually checks that as it's incoming.
Wait, so they're going to try to make sure they know if it's a scam or not?
Right.
That's a great system. Mark actually wrote the program for that, probably.
Well, I don't know if Mark did, but somebody did, and they came up with a way to evaluate a percentage chance that something is an ad.
Well, that,
I mean, a scam.
So that'd be a tremendous way to prevent and make sure that your users are going to not get scammed, right?
Right. Now, take a guess what the threshold is where they will hold the ad instead of allowing it through.
Well, being a very concerned internet citizen like Mark Zuckerberg is, right? He cares about us all. Let's see. Well, what would a guy like that care? I mean, he created Facebook based on misogynistic measuring of freshmen coming into Harvard. So if you measure that with his, you know, his ongoing censorship of things, I would bet you he would never allow an ad that seemed scammy that was over 50%.
You would be wrong.
Of course I am. I know the answer. That's why.
The threshold is 95%.
That's how sick this guy
is. If their systems are 95% certain or less that an ad is a scam, they let it through.
Thanks, Mark.
And if it's in the higher range of that,
yes,
they actually charge more.
To the scammer.
Because their theory is that if they charge the scammers more money, it may scare them off.
And that's not working.
But the scammers don't give a crap, and they just pay the extra money.
Right.
So Facebook is not only making money, you know, outright on the scammy ads,
they're
actually making more on them than they would otherwise knowing that they are scammy.
And they don't tell us, the users of their system, that you might be looking at a scam that we are pretty certain of 95% is a scam.
Right.
You know, like, you know, when they have all these ads about pharmaceuticals that pretty much will kill you if you take them.
Right.
I mean, the entire ad is somebody playing in a park with a little kid playing catch, right? And this is going to kill you. And you know, don't buy this. Ask your doctor. I mean, on Facebook, they don't tell you this, even though they know it.
Right.
So again, nobody should be surprised about social media and that type of thing, right? Yes, we are participants. Our little crazy show is broadcasting on that same platform. I'm not advertising anything. We don't advertise anything on the program, right? That's not the point. The point is to make it available. These guys are sick.
Very.
If that's the truth, which Reuters says it is,
Reuters figured this out because Facebook employees were talking about it to each other and saying so.
Yeah, they're probably saying
that's where this came from. It's insider information.
Yeah. I wonder what the Christmas party is at old Meta. How many people have we harmed in a week? So again, here, this is out there. We'll put it out there as a link for you. You can read it yourself. But it's just ridiculous, right? Obviously, the public airwaves have all sorts of rules and regulations. But the private technology that's out there with Facebook, we're still having a hard time. Our legislators are still having a hard time figuring out how to keep kids off of sites, period. This is actually a site that knows it's printing out scams, getting paid extra for it, and still not telling you it's a scam. That's just gross.
I was blown away when I read this.
Yes, you should be. Well, we shouldn't be surprised about, again, since the origins of this company are what they are. But again, buyer beware. But again, you're not buying anything. When you're on Facebook, you're the commodity.
Correct.
So they already know they're using you anyways. You're literally the thing that they're selling, and it's just gross. All right, so another news. Thanks, Dennis, for that.
Yeah.
Michael Burry agrees with me. You know who Michael Burry is?
I know who Michael Burry is.
Michael Burry is a guy who explained the Great Recession before it happened. He predicted it.
Right.
And basically he said, wait a minute, people are putting together mortgages into a package that Moody's and all these great credit ratings are saying is a great idea, but these mortgages were put out to people who couldn't afford them. Because of an administration that said, yeah, let's make sure we can loan to people who can't afford their houses. Bundled it all together. And then, of course, when people stopped paying their mortgages, Lehman Brothers went out of business, right? Merrill Lynch had to be like helped out. All sorts of people. Mm-hmm. We had to bail out these banks, which is gross because I didn't take the risk. They did. But I digress. Michael Burry thinks AI is a bit of a bubble too. And he's bet $1 billion against it. Now, it's interesting. All the people that are out there saying, well, he also predicted this, 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 and he was wrong. Sure. you can't always be right about...
Oh, you're not going to be.
No. And it's kind of interesting to hear people say, I mean, this guy predicted this. And it really shouldn't have been a hard thing to predict, that you shouldn't be bundling a product together, giving it a AAA rating, and saying people who can't afford their mortgages are going to be able to pay their mortgages, and you're going to make your 10% or whatever the crazy interest rate was, because you're actually probably predatory on top of that. He predicted that. Now he's saying AI might be a bit of a bubble. And we've had Peter Kelly Detweiler on talking about the fact that these projects, there's like 20 of them, let's say a company puts out there, that they only know maybe two are going to happen because you can't even get the energy to have it work out.
Right.
Now I read about $20 billion in banks that are loaning to Oracle's AI. Now, wait a minute, Oracle, why are you needing to borrow banking money here? You've got plenty of cash. This is what worries me, right? When we, the banks, because we are the banks, people here, we put our money in the banks, and the banks then loan it out to these ding-dongs. We're the ones going to bail them out. And if Michael Burry has a billion-dollar bet against AI, I think we should be concerned.
Yeah.
He might. I mean, I'm not the sharpest tack in the drawer, and I was feeling it was a little bubbly. The Magnificent Seven keeps buying from themselves. Very incestuous relationship between the software companies and the hardware companies that are cranking out a lot of money here. But Microsoft just recently had a very long streak of down stock, which is very unusual for them. So there's got to be something going on here, according to Michael Burry. We'll put the link up there for you. I'm not giving you stock advice, but it feels very dot-com-y bubble to me, and I lived through that,
yes.
The exuberance of that, and that was all based on people borrowing money they didn't have.
Yeah, does anybody remember the Pets.com sock puppet?
Yeah.
If you don't, there's a reason for that. So,
but it seemed like such a great idea, Dennis, to sell pet food over the internet, and it is. I don't know how about you, but that's how I get my pet food.
I use Chewy.
Yeah. But the company that was that wasn't Chewy, was it?
It was pets.com,
yeah.
Which is gone.
So we'll see what happens with this potential bubble. I hope it's not, right? We all want our 401ks and our retirements to go the right direction, but we'll see. And Michael Burry had a pretty big bet. It's called a short against the AI industry, as it were. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We have three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Feel free to get online. Carolyn's back. She'll chat with you and put your question in for us. And that's okay. Yeah.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gotta love this guy's voice. We're going to be here till 11. We're going to be here to help you out with your computer IT computer problems. And, of course, it is Veterans Day coming up, so we're going to be playing some songs like that. We're going to go to Andy next in Plainville. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. First time caller.
All right, great. Thanks.
So I have a 21-year-old daughter who's in her senior year of college.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're almost going to be. You're almost going to get a raise.
I'm counting the days. She's thinking about going on to her master's, so that's another story. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
So she called a couple of nights ago in a panic, crying. Her MacBook Air, nothing was coming up, nothing at all. So
just dead.
Yeah. So she went to the Apple Store
and
spoke to a couple of different people there and getting conflicting, information. Anyway, just come to find out, I guess the computer was working, but the screen was shot. She sent me the, I wasn't exactly sure, but it's a MacBook Air 15-inch. I got the version and I have the serial number. Mm-hmm. I believe it's only 2 to 3 years old.
Yeah.
She did not have any AppleCare on it.
Mm-hmm.
And make a long story short, she ended up getting a new one. She was told that to replace the screen would be $500 to $600.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if she got taken advantage of or if there was a better way of handling it. But she did need it sooner rather than later because, you know, she was working on stuff.
Right. Yeah. So if it is a failed screen, it could cost that amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So she didn't probably get scammed because basically that's a fair assessment. If the screen is dead, trying to get a new screen, get it installed, it's going to be more expensive. You may as well move on. If you got 3 to 4 years out of it, you know, you'd be doing pretty well. You said it was a little younger than that. So make sure she's got a good case to protect it. Maybe she's dropping it. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Stuff happens with these things.
Mm-hmm.
They're portable. But it is definitely a fair assessment, right, Dennis?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I heard that the screen was no good, I was thinking, oh, yeah, you're going to have to replace it.
Yeah.
So
now, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's really the bottom line.
So I told her to hang on to the old one. Is it worth, at this point, with the parts or replacing the screen on the other one, or what can be done with the older one? Anything?
Yeah. I mean, have you connected an external screen to it? See if it works?
They did at the Apple Store. That's what they did.
Yeah. So you could just buy a cheap monitor and plug it into the laptop and then basically it becomes your computer, right?
And treat it like a desktop.
Treat it like a desktop, yeah. So you could do that.
Right.
But I would not spend the money to fix it per se.
No way.
Okay.
The work that's required to swap out a monitor is very delicate.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
even if you have a professional do it, it is number one, it's a lot of money, but number two, how well is it going to work over the long run? You may find out that the monitor is a little flaky because the connectivity between the motherboard and the new display is not as good or not as reliable. I mean, I would just not go there with that.
No.
So is that really the shelf life of these units?
So it's interesting. So we support over 9,000 systems in our client base, and we've been doing this for decades, both Dennis and I. It's hard to tell you when something's going to fail. The shelf life for a typical computer, we tell people, is about 6 years in a business environment, and it's about, let's say, three to five in a laptop environment because they get beat up by just the portability of them. Can they go longer? Yes, you'll have plenty of examples of systems that go, we've got callers calling, it's a 20-year-old system, it works great.
Right.
So you never know, right, when it's going to fail. But the shelf life typically is not that short. But, you know, my wife drops her phone, I want to say every 20 minutes. I mean, it's that bad. And I've got a nice case on it, so it's never cracked. It's always worked.
Right, but it doesn't even take abuse like dropping.
No.
I mean, just carrying a laptop around, put it in your car and drive it somewhere. There's vibration that takes place.
Yeah. Or have it sitting in a hot car.
Or have it sitting in a hot car. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways that a system can degrade, and you're not even actively, you know, mistreating it. Think of it as micro damage that takes place over a long period of time.
Just unlucky. You're unlucky in this case. And yeah, I can tell you about a exhaust inducer on my HVAC system that would curl your hair. So
last question for you guys.
Yeah.
Your opinion, is AppleCare worth it, or when is it worth the best time to purchase it or not purchase it?
I don't buy extended warranties on anything. I mean, most companies make big majorities of their revenues on the extended warranties. That's just me.
Right.
I don't do it. I'll pay it out of pocket. I'll have high deductibles, pay it out of pocket, because you're just getting, you know, you're giving them a lot of money for a product that should be quality, and Apple is a good quality product.
It is.
Right.
I would tell you it's not worth it to protect the hardware. Now, if you need assistance, like if you don't understand how to use a computer and you want to call their support, that's different.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, even without AppleCare, chances are if you use a remote support option like a online chat or a phone call,
right, to Apple,
they're going to help you.
Right.
And they don't really care that you don't have an AppleCare plan.
So, yeah. So save your money. Take your daughter out to dinner and tell her not to drop her laptop anymore.
Yeah. I've always lived by, especially when it comes to appliances, electronics, that, I agree with you. I don't do the extended warranty because usually if something's going to happen, it's going to happen sooner.
Right.
And then usually you get the manufacturer's warranty with it when you first purchase it.
Yep.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, sir.
I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Take care.
Yep. You too. And we're going to be right back after this break for the news. Lori in Deep River, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We will be. All right. We are back. And two lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
All right. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go. Who's been on the longest? We're going to go to Lori in Deep River next. What's happening, Lori?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Couple things. One, you're talking about extended warranties. The only time that's really paid off is when I was riding a Can-Am Spyder.
Yeah, and I used to have one of those.
At just under 3 years, the key, the ignition, it had a tendency to get hot.
Sure.
And we were out on a nice ride. I mean, a typical coffee run, 300 some odd miles. To go here to have coffee,
cool
stuff. And I went into limp mode and couldn't get home. So fortunately, I forget what thousand that was going to cost to fix it. So that was one time that the extended warranty actually came into.
Nice. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, even a blind squirrel, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, but it, otherwise, forget it. No, we don't bother with them. You know, they cost so little, you throw them away. Okay, back to why I really called.
Yes.
We had a long time ago cut the cord, internet only. Mm-hmm. You get a promo here, you get a promo there. Mm-hmm. Had been with Comcast for the past couple years, and the promo expired. I called, tried to talk with loyalty or retention services or whatever they want to call
the
existing customers to try and get the price for the internet only down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, going on 2 hours. We're going around trying to figure out.
2 hours?
What?
2 hours.
That's a lot of talking. Wow.
That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of hold time, too.
Mm.
And, of course, the phone calls, they say, at the beginning are recorded.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And English is not a first language for any of these people.
Mm.
But they said, well, you've got to talk with Internet Essentials. Okay, I'll talk with Internet Essentials. And they're trying to sell me this, trying to sell me, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well, we can drop you to this plan, drop you to that plan.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, at the very end, I said, no, I need to think about this a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I will call you back.
Yeah.
Now, at the very beginning of the phone call, they need access to your account so that they can look and see what you have.
Right.
I said, yeah, of course. I'm going to say yes to that. You can, we can compare plan to plan.
Right.
Well, I start getting emails and texts saying that I've changed my plan. Confirm change of plan. Like, no, did not do that. I did not enter a new contract. They entered me into a new contract without my consent.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a job for Tom.
Claiming, well, yeah, we're going to be sending a letter to DCUC as well as the Attorney General to say, hey, listen, I mean, they entered me into they're not calling it a contract. They're calling it a promo.
Ah.
But they entered me into something that I did not agree to. And
gotcha.
I kept saying, prove to me that I agreed to changing the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was an automated phone call. I said, prove to me.
Right.
I agreed to this.
Yep.
Prove to me.
Did it lower your price?
It did marginally, but it also dropped the service. We had been at 400.
Yep.
It dropped me to 300. Now, granted, I understand that with 400, 300, not huge.
Well, yeah. Is it just the two of you at home?
Just the two of us.
I'll tell you, you don't need more than 80.
In the past, and I've talked with you about this before, we originally had five.
With Frontier.
Yeah, you need more than five.
I know, but we functioned on two because that was the typical that we could get.
Right. So 300, 400 is way too much. Yeah. Basically, you're on a 15-lane highway with 400 with one car on the road, and then bringing it down to 300, you're on a 10-lane highway with one car on the road, as far as your experience. You do not need that much bandwidth. All this is a big scam. The bandwidth is a big – it's just they're trying to make you buy an all-you-can-eat buffet, and they're not going to bring out the crab legs right away, but you can eat as many shrimp as you want. And you don't –
Well, there is that, yeah. They were trying and trying and trying, and I'm like, no, I don't want this.
Right.
And they ended up trying to do this. So we do have an appointment with somebody else coming in on Monday, too.
Good.
Unfortunately, it's not Go NetSpeed. They're still not in Deep River in our area.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of alternatives. You can do cellular. You can check out to see if you have a good cell service for T-Mobile and Verizon. I know that works well. $50.
AT&T also.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think we would be considering the tower is right behind us.
Yeah.
But when the electricity goes off and it's just the cell tower behind us, we get maybe one bar.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, don't let the electricity go off.
Yeah.
You're paying so much for it.
And then when the tower runs out of the fuel that keeps it operating when the power goes off, there's nothing.
I hear you. Well, yeah.
And it's.
Well, you've always got Starlink, too, if you wanted to really be off the grid.
Expensive.
You could be connected to it can be a little expensive. I think it's $90 or so, plus you got to pay for the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So there was a few things, and we've got so many trees around us to have any sort of satellite. It doesn't really work.
All right.
Well, unfortunately. So we've explored those options. But just come on, Comcast.
I know.
I'm not naming names because
they
entered me into a contract without my consent.
I guess maybe the contract could say that as long as they enter you a contract that costs you less, what are you complaining about? Because they know the same scam that I've just told you about, right? 400, 300. It literally, you can't tell the difference. It's basically a kind of a bogus tier, right, for home users. So literally, if you had 80 megabits, you'd be happy. So if you told them you'd take the whole thing for 80 megabits for $25 a month, that's really what should be out there. But they're never going to offer that.
Nope. And even Frontier, they're trying to boost me up to getting a 1 gigabyte. And I'm like,
you don't need that.
I do not need 1 gigabyte.
No.
We're not gaming. We're not.
Even gamers don't need it either. The gamers are going to take advantage of the latency that fiber offers at low latency. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
But you don't need the bandwidth.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like you say, you've got a 1-inch water pipe coming into the house, and you right. can't do more than 1 inches of water.
There you go.
In.
You listen.
No yeah.
What, you get a gold star.
We do listen. Of All course right. we listen.
Thanks,
We've
Laurie.
Been listening to you guys for years, and our pet bobcat did come through the Eufy system this morning on security. Question for you, though.
Yeah, real quick.
They're going to an Aero modem router. I can't say that with those two words together.
It's okay.
We have a Deco TP-Link security system. Are they compatible?
Probably.
I would think so.
Okay. I'm hoping so.
Yeah. You're just going to plug that modem into your WAN port, and you're on your way.
That's what we're hoping is going to happen. Plug and play.
Well, so. I didn't say that. All right, Laurie.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, they're always trying to save you money, quote-unquote, aren't they there?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jim in Weathersfield. What's going on, Jim?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I have an old HP C8180 printer. The thing's been a tank. It's been the best printer I've had in my whole life. Well, and now, unfortunately, I tried cleaning up my laptop. And I must have deleted files or something. And on the internet, I've tried HP. I've tried different places. No luck. Can't find the drivers for it. Any suggestions?
And you got to be careful, too. You don't want to go to a third party because sometimes those are going to be additional payloads inside those things. Dennis is looking.
HP CD8180.
Yeah, hold on.
It's been great. I bought a new printer from HP or whatever. I hate to say it's a piece of junk in terms of the plastic and all that. This other one was heavy. It was great and worked.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Here at 1080, for some crazy reason, they keep dropping our internet connection. So it happened to you and it happened to me at the same time. Both of us are looking at each other. I don't know what they're doing with their leases on the Wi-Fi here, but that's causing an issue for us. So we will talk to somebody about that. But there is definitely you can go there.
Where?
I'm on their site talking about the 8180. It's an all-in-one, right?
Yes.
All right.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The site is pretty limited on it. I'm not seeing any information in part of it. It just says that they had it in the past. It must be that, like you said, old.
Yeah.
Because they don't even exactly seem to have it. And you got to be careful. You do not want to get third-party drivers from a third-party provider because you never know if there's a payload. They do.
Yeah.
So it just says discontinued printer, shop for associate. Yeah, there's not even anything on their website. They're like not even bothering. Well, Dennis is pondering.
Keep going, Dennis.
I am.
Send your pie for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Okay. Interesting. I'm in the HP support forums.
Yeah. You found something?
Somebody offered a link.
Is it legit?
Well, it's a legit link to HP.com, but when you go to it, it just takes you to the main support site. It doesn't go to a page with any drivers.
It would seem they don't want to continue this printer, Jim.
Yeah, I understand that, but actually, I've got a line on an old one on eBay, and I'm hoping that I can download the files and that sort of thing from that just from parts. But
yeah, they may have the disks that are included. The problem is it could be on floppy.
They are.
That's Do you have a floppy disk drive?
External.
Okay. Really? All right.
Yeah. So I've been milking this thing for years. It's been great.
Yeah, you clearly are a fan of it. So that eBay choice might be the only thing, but HP doesn't seem to have one.
Right now, I'm going to the Wayback Machine, and I'm going to see if I can find something there.
Oh,
hang
gee.
On.
Yeah, well, if we can find something, we'll put a link. But we'll step out for a break on it, Jim, because that's only just.
How do I get to the link? How do I do that?
Computer Talk with Tab, the name of the show, .com, which also works. So if you type in the name of the show.com, you can get there, or you can go to computertalkwithtab.com, which is the name of the show.
Great. Yeah, you guys are terrific. You guys are terrific.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to step out for a break, and we're going to talk to Jeff in South Carolina. Wait, I wonder what he's got going on down there.
Oh.
We're looking forward to chatting with Jeff and catching up, and a couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. And we are back, and we looked for that printer driver, and it doesn't seem to exist. So maybe eBay is his only choice to find that printer driver on the floppy disk. but we normally, as Dennis and I were talking off air, you can get printer drivers that go back way back. You found them back to the 90s, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this must be a really old printer, like you said. There is no driver out there that we can send a link to. So if eBay has it on floppy and you can actually extract it, that might be your only bet. Can't believe people are still using floppy drives. Let's go talk to Jeff in South Carolina. Morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, fine. How y'all doing?
We're doing
long
okay.
Long time I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, Jeff.
So what?
Yeah, well, you know, the women basketball is starting to crank up. Get on this telephone, man.
Yeah. And
play Connecticut again.
Yeah, and UConn isn't playing them this year, I don't think.
Well, it must be a plot, man. It's a plot.
Yeah.
Well, Gino and Dawn Staley actually are kind of friendly, so I'm sure it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Just not now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe in the big dance.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. So what can we do for you?
Getting to the problem at hand, good thing I only got two hands because I got a whole lot of problems.
Sure.
But I've been having a problem with my desktop laptop. I would go on. It would say that can't get the connection, it dropped the connection, I went to a different network, I talked to people that's pretty knowledgeable with computers and going into the advanced settings, and I mean, I ain't got so many man hours talking to AT&T. I lost my email. I finally got it back. I had like 1,200 emails. I'm like, I said, let me just clear everything out, you know, start from scratch. But why am I, you know, having such difficulty, you know, staying connected online when I'm trying to, you know, I try to go, I'm a veteran. I try to go to DAV portal. Yep. I click on it and then and I get a message, you know, can't go to this site. And then it pauses and then it'll pop and they go to the site. I don't know what's going on. They sent me a new modem. I put a new modem in there. I did everything humanly possible that I could think of.
All right.
So I don't know what's going on.
I agree. So you've changed. So the service provided you a new modem. That's AT&T. So that's good. So they've already kind of ruled out that it's their hardware. It could be your laptop. It could be the little radio inside your laptop, the Wi-Fi adapter.
I got a desktop, too. It's doing on a desktop and the laptop.
Do you have your own router then, Jeff? So they've got a modem that they gave you. Do you have your own router that you're maintaining yourself?
It's a combination of both, I guess.
Okay, so it comes from them, and they're both. This is happening on both, though. That is unusual, especially with a new piece of hardware in there. When you have your phone connected, your cell phone, is that drop too, or is that working fine on the Wi-Fi?
No, I don't have no problems with my cell phone, no.
Hmm. All right. Well, you're going to humor me on this one. Okay. I want you to go to the local Staples or what have you and get a little Wi-Fi dongle, a thumb drive, as it were. Not a drive, though, but a thumb USB
Wi-Fi
stick.
Dongle, yeah.
Basically, what you're going to do is override the Wi-Fi that's built into your computer. The odds of them both having a failure is low, but let's just see. So you get this Wi-Fi adapter, and you're going to plug it into your laptop, and it's going to be now the thing that is connected to your Wi-Fi system. And if that stays stable and your PC is doing the same thing, it could be they both have the same problem. I know that's odd. Take that same dongle, plug it into your PC, and see if you have stability. And if you do, you are just unlucky enough to have both of your Wi-Fi adapters be a little flaky. How old are the machines?
One of them is maybe 2 or 3 years old. The other one is a little older. One has 1 to 11 on it. The other one has Windows 10 on it.
All right.
I disconnected the one with Windows 10 because I know they're not supporting it, but they're offering you for $30 a year support for Windows 10. Is there anything free out there? You know,
no.
I know the best things in life are not free.
Yes, no, there's nothing free, especially from Microsoft. So
no.
If you want to pay the $31 and not upgrade it, it does work. It'll extend the security updates, $61 for businesses. So you can definitely do it. Nothing's free. But before you do any of that, just try this USB dongle. You're going to plug it into your laptop's USB interface. The laptop should say, oh, hey, I see you want to use this, and make it the primary wireless adapter and see if it's more stable. If it is, then you have a problem with your internal Wi-Fi adapter where it's somehow dropping, not staying connected for whatever reason. Because I would have first had you look at the internet provider, and that's already been done. You've already swapped that out.
Right.
So
my question is, I had one guy, he's pretty knowledgeable about it. He said, oh, you shouldn't be hooked to Wi-Fi. I mean, you're hardwired. It should show that you're hooked to the Ethernet. So what he did was he went in there, did some advanced tinkering, and okay, now I see that it's hooked to the Ethernet, not the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Is that correct? Shouldn't it be hooked? If it's hardwired, shouldn't it show that it's hooked to the Ethernet, not the Wi-Fi?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's correct. Okay. So if you've done that and you're still dropping?
Yeah.
Really?
It's dropping and getting it to come up. And it's just inconsistent. I used to not have this problem.
All right. I think it's maybe a DNS issue then. Have you configured OpenDNS on the computer?
I haven't did OpenDNS, no.
Come on. You've listened to the show for a while.
I know I should have. I was scared to do OpenDNS because I thought maybe it would limit what I wanted to do on the, you know, I'm not trying to go to no X-rated sites or nothing like that.
Oh, it'll let you go to X-rated sites if you want. The thing about OpenDNS is it won't let you go to the scammy sites. It won't let you go to the sites that they know is a scam.
Mostly, it'll shield you from malware sites, but right. It will also shield you from fraudulent sites.
Right. We're not prudes. You can go to, you can check out porn if you want.
I mean, there is, it sounds crazy to say, but there is legitimate porn.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, so we're not, anything legitimate, it'll let you go to. You can add filtration. If you didn't want people who come into your home, maybe grandkids or kids, that you'd want to keep off the internet, then you can turn on that filtration. And that's just your prerogative using OpenDNS. But it's a much safer way to be on the internet. So basically, try to look at your DNS settings. I get a weird feeling you've got some old DNS setting in there that's AT&T, but they might have deprecated it, and you have them still in there. And what's happening is one of them's working, but the old deprecated DNS IP isn't. And if you put in OpenDNS's IPs,
Work fine.
It might work fine. Yeah, because now it's not Wi-Fi. Disregard everything I told you to do, Jeff. And take a look at your DNS settings. So you want to go to your TCP/IP protocol settings, your network settings. You should be obtaining an IP address from your network, your AT&T device, but you should be fixed with the DNS IPs.
Right. You're going to turn off the automatic DNS feature and then type in the following addresses.
This is all you got to do minimally to use OpenDNS.
208.67. Oh. .222.222, and then you're going to put in as a second address 208.67.220.220.
So based on what you've said, it feels DNS-y to me. You have some sort of legacy DNS setting.
Okay. Well, I know my friend, he did go into the DNS and did some stuff, but I have to get with him. But I wrote that information down.
Yeah.
But that's like... I was teaching my son how to play basketball, so when he got ready to play Connecticut, you know, he'd be squared away.
Yeah.
So I put in the backyard, hit the spot around the garbage can, right?
Yeah.
So I had a friend of mine bring some food over, right? And I tasted it, and it was like, oh, man, this is bad, you know? So the next day, I seen my friend. He said, look. He said, how was that food that I brought over there to you? I said, oh, man, it hit the spot.
Sounds good, Jeff. And good luck. Don't have your son go to Lowell. I don't think they know how to play basketball.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, sir.
Have a good day.
You too, Jeff. All right, Jeff's going to try to mess with his DNS. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Stick around. Four lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything's been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com.
Yep.
It also works.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.